I remember when we were playing World one time, and Ken was, I think we were fighting, I forgot what we were fighting, but all you could hear was Ken's dual blades bouncing off like silver withals or something like that.
Gotta get that mind's eye, buddy.
Recorded on Zoom. It's the Diamond of Truth podcast.
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's going on?
Man, the team is here, DOT. This podcast almost didn't happen. All right, this podcast almost did not happen tonight. You know, we got together on our normal night, assembling on the Zoom to give you our podcast week, our weekly podcast on video games and all that other good stuff. But we almost got derailed by something that was about to just wipe everything out of whack. Isaiah had an emergency of all emergencies that almost completely destroyed the podcast today. Isaiah, go ahead and let the crew know. Tell us what happened. What happened that almost destroyed today's recording of the Diamond of Truth podcast?
Oh man, it's a first time for everything. So basically, you know, I drove to a chicken joint, got some chicken, ready to eat my dinner, and then hop on the podcast. And all of a sudden, my wife gets a call from one of her coworkers, and she lives like a couple units down. We both live in the same apartment. And, you know, she's talking to her and, you know, super random because I don't think they were like talk on the phone. But I find out that her coworker has a lizard in her bedroom.
A lizard.
And I'm like, what? And then I think it was, you know, and she wanted like Maria or myself to like help her catch it. And I'm sitting there like, hold up. Like, I wasn't fine with like catching bugs, you know, but I was like, hold up, I never caught a lizard before. So I was like, oh no. So, you know, like, and then, you know, there are like a lot of lizards like around their neighborhood. Like when I go for a jog outside, we you know, they like scurry across the sidewalk, and some of them are actually like pretty big. So I'm like thinking about the big ones, and I'm like, yo, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to do this.
That's the group chat
kind
said
of lizard was it?
One of those little small ones, little bitty one that he had. He put in the group chat saying that, guys, I don't think I can do it today, guys. Man, I don't think it's gonna happen today. This is before we realize it's an actual lizard. We're thinking, yo, man, he must be going through something serious. Work must have been tough.
Yeah, I was
today.
Like, man, it's crazy or something.
Man,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I was like, oh man, I don't know. So I mean, I hit you guys up, and in my mind, it's like, I've never done this before, so I don't know how long it's gonna take. So I don't want to like have you guys to wait for me.
And the way you told us, though, you said it sounded like an emergency.
Yeah,
like you were in trouble. I'm like, whoa.
Well, you yeah, good? It was an emergency. Yeah, but I guess not on our end. But still, like, you know, they're good friends. So I was like, all right, we gotta help her out.
Thought that hurricane got close.
Summoning in the hurricane.
Like, sorry guys, I'm in my bathtub.
Well, Isaiah, you were successful in capturing the lizard that almost derailed our podcast today. So not even a lizard can stand up and stop this podcast from happening tonight.
Well, luckily it was like a little baby one, and then we just got like a small cup, and it was like on her curtain. So I tried to like, you know, try to get it in, and eventually fell on the floor. And then I you know, I put it into the cup, and that was that. And then we let it go. And
oh, you didn't keep it?
Nah, I was asking her. I was like, oh, do you want this for a pet? Or I was like, oh, are there any neighbors here that you don't like? Maybe we can just swoop.
Oh, yes, that's perfect. Perfect. Let them go through the same exact thing. Oh, man, that's funny.
Halloween that prank.
Oh, you're right.
And it is Halloween. Vic's playing, instead of the usual Genshin Impact, he has a zombie game playing for our visual pleasure today. What game is that, Vic?
Dying Light.
Dying Light, yes. Another game we were supposed to play together that didn't happen. But maybe the next one, because isn't there a new one coming out? There's supposed to be, I think they did announce a new one coming out at some point.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Perfect.
Probably delayed.
Like everything else, which we'll get into today. But guys, everybody around the tech world and is getting their PlayStation 5s and Xbox Series X's delivered to them. Their unit that they can show off the unboxing, what's inside the box, and they can't show us any gameplay yet because of embargo rules. But that date is quickly coming. The consoles will be out in about almost between two and three weeks. So we're almost there, guys. It's almost time. And crazy enough, there has been no more pre-orders for either of the consoles. So if you don't have a console pre-ordered yet, you're probably not going to have one by launch day unless they have some in the store that day. But who knows? But looking at some of the PlayStation 5 consoles, one thing that is really kind of amazed me, I knew they were going to be big, but man, that PS5 is huge. That thing is ridiculously huge. I think it's the biggest console that has been made thus far.
Primarily the heatsink.
Right. That thing, if you keep it standing up, like it towers over everything. It makes the PS4 look like its baby. It makes it look like a baby lizard, you know.
Man, it runs cool though.
And that's
a huge plus.
It is. The ventilation system is supposed to be real nice. It comes with this clip that you can attach to either the bottom to help it stand or to help it on the bottom, because some people are, you know, most people want to probably keep it long ways as opposed to standing up. But it looks like it's recommended that you keep this one standing up for the PS5. But I think it can go both ways. But it looks huge, massive, man. The controller looks nice. I mean, I remember when it first came out, I was kind of skeptical about the controller, but it looks good, man. The consoles, it's getting me hyped for the release. And at this current time, on October 30th, I don't have a console coming to me whenever it comes out in November. So I'm kind of sad about that. But I can't wait to see people start displaying videos and of actual gameplay, because it looks sick. And this is all on the week of the PS2's, I think, 20th birthday. I think the PS2 came out October 26th in the year 2000. So big week for PlayStation and Xbox as well, demonstrating their consoles as well too. So we're gonna have more stuff on that as they come. Hopefully we get some more information on those consoles as they come. The demos. And isn't one of the free games available this week or this month a PlayStation 5 game?
Bug Snacks.
Yeah, Bug Snacks. Oh, but more bugs, man. Bugs and lizards all over.
It's the theme.
Yeah, no worms yet.
Oh, yeah, not yet. Before we started the podcast, we had a great, great delve into different fears and different things going on.
Halloween.
It is. I'll add some ghouls and Halloween sounds to this episode. But we have Bugsnatch is one of the free games coming out for PS5 as their month gold games, I guess. But that looks cool. But one of the big things that came out this week was the delay again of Cyberpunk 2077. Being delayed another 3 weeks, going from November. Yeah. I think it's supposed to be a launch title with these new consoles, and now it's not.
Oh, you know what's the worst part about it? Those, the Twitter handler literally said right before they announced it was getting delayed, that no more delays, it's coming.
Right.
It was, so that just proved that the PR team was not in sync with the dev team.
Yeah, and definitely proves that, because they told us that, because it's already been delayed at least twice before this time. And this is a very hyped game. This game has been hyped up for years now. And for it not to come out with the launch title is kind of disappointing, but it's good that the delay is not that long. So,
yeah, it's December. It's not that far. We waited 7 years. We can wait another couple weeks.
Exactly.
Crazy is, you know, the crazy fans, because on Twitter, I've seen some screenshots of what fans or even people like the friends, I guess friends of the dev team posted a screenshot. And he's like, man, you better release this game. I know where you live. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Y'all crazy.
People are crazy about certain games, especially this game. And it's gotten so much praise and the hype is getting real. With each delay, the hype train goes up for this game, you know, mm-hmm. And then the public, it's real upset that it's being delayed. But I mean, we gotta take it that they know what they're doing. We gotta understand that this is probably the right call, I guess. And they put out a pretty good statement about why it's being delayed. And you know, the fact that I didn't realize that it's gonna be on at least the tweet say, 10 consoles? Like they're testing the game on the Xbox One, because I forgot it's going on this current gen as well as next gen. Different models of it, so the pro model PS4, the regular PS4, and of course PC. So they got to do a lot of testing for certain stuff, so of course there might be a bug somewhere. So people, hold your horses. Okay, hold your horses, man. You know, the game will come out, it's gonna be great, you're gonna love it, and we're not gonna remember that it got delayed a million times, you know.
So all right,
enjoy it. You know, it's not going to be like Monster Hunter movie where it was delayed and then we're going to watch it. We're going to be mad and we're going to wish it never came out. You know, every week I got to get a Monster Hunter movie joke in there.
Yeah.
So it comes out. And that should be out in December as well too. But so that's the big news. So Cyberpunk being delayed. Would you all get that game on the new console generation, or would you get it on a current gen? So since there is an extra month, you know, and betting a fact, so if we have consoles,
are you saying we if we had it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I agree.
But I mean, if I can't get a hold of one, I'm perfectly fine playing on my PC or my PS4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and that's the thing, because you know, by December, you hope by the holiday season, there'll be more consoles on sale by then. So hopefully we'd be good to play it on the new ones. And of course, it'll probably still look great on PC as well. So something good to look forward to. Some other news that happened was, I don't know how big this is or how important this is of 343 Studios, of Chris Lee's stepping away from 343 Studios. When the original Halo Infinite gameplay came out, or the original, I guess, trailer or beta came out, it didn't get high praise, and they blamed pretty much Chris Lee about that. So they lowered his position on 343 Studios. So now that he stepped away and the game seems to be doing better, even though that's also delayed, right? Not being a launch title. But now he's stepping away completely from 343 Studios. And they brought in someone who, I guess, worked on the previous Halo titles to fix the campaign, I think, and some other modes that are in the new Halo game as well, too. But anytime you see a headline, Microsoft's new Halo game loses top director after project delay, you make it seem like it's all lost. There's craziness going on. But I don't think the game is going to suffer, or even the updates from Halo when it comes out. I can't think of the top, remember when it comes out, but I think it comes out early next year at some point. So Microsoft, a lot of people leaving, stepping down. It's crazy that people step down right before, you know, things come out, right before things get launched, you know. That's usually
type of red flag.
Yeah, usually somewhere. But hey, Master Chief will still kick ass somewhere. When that comes out.
Yeah. I'm still waiting for it. Mm-hmm. I just hope they don't pull another Anthem.
Oh, God. Not with that franchise.
Yeah. They need, if they're gonna keep delaying it, as long as they get fixed, I'm okay. Fix yep. it.
It's better to have a delayed good game than a rushed bad game.
Exactly. Yep.
Channeling that Miyamoto.
Yeah, and you know, Miyamoto, and they take their, even though they take forever certain games to come out, like the Switch has been out for over 3 years now. We still don't have a first person Metroid game on it, but you know, when it does come out,
you saw the news on that, right?
There was new information on the Metroid series.
Retro Studios, they announced that they're investing like $500,000 on creating a larger headquarters for themselves.
Oh, see, that's good stuff right there. That's good news
so
for.
They're the ones who did Prime, so uh-huh. that could be a sign that maybe they're gonna be focusing more on creating more Metro games, in a more timely fashion. Because it's been years.
It has.
The fans of Metroid are starving.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can get a dedicated studio just locked in on Metroid. That would be good news for a lot of fans.
Man, come back, especially if it came out in time for a Switch Pro, which is being rumored as well. You know, that would be
right.
Oh man, that would be
the infinitely rumored Switch Pro.
Yes, just like the Switch Lite was. Switch Lite was rumored for a while, and now the Switch Pro is being rumored, which is probably going to happen as well too. Because Switch has been out for 3 years.
Like every fall, there's a new rumor.
Right. And Nintendo's pretty good with their rumors until something comes out, like right before it comes out. But man, that's good news about Retro Studios. But so PS5 coming out, Xbox Series S coming out, plethora of games coming out. You bring up a good point about Anthem. PS5 has those games that you can play when it first comes out, like the old like PS4 games that can come out. I think like Resident Evil 7's on there, Monster Hunter World's on there. I think Last of Us is on there. You know, Anthem is not on there. So do you think Anthem is dead?
Oh no, they're working on basically what 14 did. So we're gonna get Anthem 2.0 eventually.
And kind of what they did with Destiny 2, right? Didn't like Destiny 2 kind of fall when it first launched, and then they redid it kind of.
Well, Destiny 1 was still successful. Destiny 2 was more contractual. Mm-hmm. Like they, because it was supposed to be a 10-year franchise, and they had it in their contract that Bungie needed to create numbered sequels. But that all fell apart when Bungie finally separated from Activision while retaining the rights to Destiny.
That's right, Activision.
Mm-hmm. So that's why they've been pumping like full throttle all into Destiny 2 right now.
Oh yeah, Beyond Light is coming out. I think that's going to be a launch title as well for PS5. And a cross save as well. You can play with each other on PS4 and PS5. They're really going all in.
We should have gotten a Destiny 3 by now if they were still part of Activision.
Right. But it seems they're just going to be riding the Destiny 2 wave for years to come, at least for the next year or two. Yeah, so that's pretty cool. I mean, the game looks all right. You know, I don't think I'm ever going to get back into Destiny, but Jaden plays Destiny, right? He's still on Jaden.
I could do it.
Huh?
Is Jaden still on, is he still on Destiny? All right,
well, he still plays it.
Well, next week
go ahead.
No, what's he doing?
Oh, he's waiting for the new updates to come out.
Ah, see, Jaden can bring our updates on Destiny then. So Jaden will be back next week with us, debuting a new segment, and hopefully we get some great clips from Jaden. Who can remember or forget?
June Whirl, the female hunter.
Because he could use the magic.
Yeah, right. Because the female hunter has more magic than the male hunter.
That's right. And then you were the...
I was like the human, like straight up magician. Yeah. I think. Yeah, the wizard.
That's where telepipes came in. What was the spell called?
I stayed way in the back.
Man, healing us, setting those pipes, raising us.
Yep.
Oh, man. So it was cool, but I remember the original PSO. So when you had to do your little three button combo to do your attacks. Yeah. You had the light attack, the hard attack, and then the special attack. And then
You okay, man? Oh, okay, cool. All right, it's so-
DOT will be right back.
We're watching some new gameplay that just came out from Monster Hunter Rise, the anticipated next Monster Hunter game for Nintendo Switch. I think this just came out today, showing the great sword and, of course, everyone's favorite Palamutes that are going to be with them now. Mm-hmm. And those things look so great. You know, having Palamutes with you, being able to ride them, and they get to be able to attack, you know, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Palamutes are going to change how we look at Monster Hunter. But the greatsword gameplay that was not really great gameplay by the person controlling the character.
Oh.
Atrocious, man. Like, come on, man. You knew you were being recorded. Right. You knew this was going to be out in the public. I hope it was rehearsed.
Get someone who knows what they're doing.
I mean, nothing worse than missing with the greatsword. Because, you know, you put a lot of time holding the charge attack and then you just finally swing the sword. And then when you miss, it just makes it feel like you just suck.
I could have made a better supercut.
I remember when we were playing World one time and Ken was, I think we were fighting, I forgot what we were fighting, but all you could hear was Ken's dual blades bouncing off like silver with owls or something like that.
Gotta get that mind's eye, buddy.
Oh, man. But no, the gameplay for this looks good. The new footage for Rise on the Switch comes out in March. Looks good. And they show off, I can't remember the name of this monster. It's like this ostrich-looking thing that shoots fireballs. But, you know, from first look.
The name's on there. Oh, yeah. The name's right there.
Oh, yeah. There it is. Akinosum. Akinosum. Looks really cool with the gameplay. It looks like some of the moves are the same for the greatsword, but the cool thing about the moveset is that everything is really in these wire bugs. The wire bugs have everything, new moves with each weapon. So they'll do combinations with them. You can get up quickly now. Like, that's one of the things that sucks sometimes when you're on the ground, you can't get up and then you get another attack and then you could die. But the wire bugs will help you recover. Aerial attacks were pretty sweet with these with the great sword. We see the true slash. So man, I hope they continue to do different videos with different weapons. And we're gonna get more videos as the game comes out. Cause as World is an Iceborne are winding down, you know, this is where their focus is going on now. That in the movie.
Yep.
So can they be wired?
They're not focused on the movie.
Maybe there'll be wire bugs in the movie.
Wow, they already showed slingers though.
Yeah, they got slinger. Man, so the footage looks great. We're seeing two Palamutes together. You know, no Palicos, man. You know, no Palicos here.
Nope. They're in the game though.
They are in the game. They're more like the support. I think they can, but the Palamutes seem to be the more the attack style. They got weapons in their mouths, man. That is tight, man. That is cool. So, and there's a true slash that he doesn't get off. Man, terrible gameplay. Sorry, supposed to be an audio podcast, but we're watching a visual of just terrible gameplay. Man, come on, man. Let's get some real fighters up in here. But Nintendo, staying on the Nintendo train, I thought this was a pretty cool little article, little full story, that Nintendo is lowering the single price of the Joy-Con by $10. Now, I interpret it as, number one, I didn't know you could buy a single Joy-Con. All right, I didn't know you could just buy one Joy-Con. I'm glad you can, because I feel like this is them finally admitting that we can't do anything about the drift that everybody will probably have, you know. So now you can buy just one if you're having the drift problem, which pretty much, if you had a Switch for a while, you've probably experienced the Joy-Con drift. So now it's only going to be, I think they're lowering the price by 10, so it's gonna be like $30 now, I think, for one Joy-Con, which is still like, if you have the drift, come on, like, it should be almost free, because that's a hardware thing. You guys have experienced the Joy-Con drift, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you
use the pro. Controller.
Yeah, the pro.
Yes, pro controller.
Mm-hmm. Isaiah, probably you probably don't experience a Joy-Con drift, do you? You know the Joy-Con drift is?
Yeah, I'll be honest. I don't even know what that is.
Good. You don't want to. The Joy-Con drift is so on the Switches, it just like the Joy-Con little stick will just kind of move, or your character will just move on their own, right? Like playing Animal Crossing with it sucks, because if you're hitting a rock and you're trying to get those golden bells coming out of a rock, you'll be hitting it with your shovel, and all of a sudden, your character just moves by themselves, and that just screws you.
Turns around.
Yep. Yeah, and it sucks for other games too, especially for Smash Bros. I've lost some close matches with it. But yeah.
To be fair, all controllers, every single controller with an analog stick develops this issue. Yep. It's just with Nintendo's Joy-Cons, they're not built in a durable way. So that's why they developed the Joy-Con drift very, very easily. So, because I mean, most normal people, when it comes to controllers, they will never feel the Joy-Con drift in their controller's lifetime, because either they don't use it as much or their controller is just that reliable. Like, I have GameCube controllers that have a drift.
Is it as bad as, does it feel as bad as the Switch's one?
Depends on how bad it is. Because I mean, for me, I always have to switch controllers after a while. Because I've actually gone through during the GameCube's, prime day. I have actually gone through three different main controllers with the GameCube.
I've had a lot of controllers myself for Cube. But it's funny, like after all these years, the Waybird, which I've had since pretty much Waybird launch, still functions.
I love that Waybird.
Yeah, it's something about console.
It became my final controller.
Yeah, it still works perfectly. Put a couple AA batteries in there, you're good to go. It feels like you're playing Super Smash Brothers Melee all over again. You know? So, it's interesting. At least your Switch doesn't do like mine. I guess my dock is really bad, because I have to put a fan behind my dock or that thing will overheat.
I'm really confused by yours. Yours overheats a lot.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Because I've never had that issue with my Switch.
Oh, yeah. Mine overheats quickly. If there's no fan behind it, when I'm putting it in dock mode, I get that on my TV that says Switch is shutting off because it's overheating. So I'll put a fan behind it. Over here we do little ghetto things over here. You know, we gotta, hang the fan upside down, hit the switch in the right direction so the circulation hits in the back, so keep it cool.
I understand. Because my old laptop, the heat sink broke on that thing, and the only way I could keep it functioning is if I put a big old electric fan right next to it to keep it from overheating and shutting down.
Oh man, the joys of finding ways to ghettofy your consoles so they can work the way you need them.
Yep. Well, like legit, my laptop, you could cook an egg on that if you don't put a fan on top of it.
That's right.
It's that hot. You will burn your, and it doesn't help that the case of it is metal, so it burns you if you touch it.
Wow. Oh man. So Nintendo was kind of on a hot streak this week. I see what I did there, a hot streak. Okay. This week with this week also came out with was it this week, Vic, that the Pokemon DLC, the last one, came out? Was this the week?
Last Friday.
It was last Friday, because I've seen a lot of videos, a lot of YouTubers, a lot of players have been putting out a lot of different things. You got hyped. You were saying some moves or some Pokemon now have different moves now. Have you had a chance to explore finally? Because you were waiting for the second one to come out to actually play both of these DLCs, right?
Yeah. So I haven't actually gotten really deep into either expansion. I've only gotten through the intros of them, because I've been staring at all the Pokemon that I can bring over and updated move lists. I need to know what buffs and nerfs each Pokemon has.
Yeah.
Before I start playing, because that's the core of the game for me, building that perfect team.
So there's new, you can bring over more Pokemon now that you couldn't when Sword and Shield first came out now. So there's more.
Yeah. So they added like another 100 for the Crown Tundra.
Oh, nice, nice. Okay, so look forward to hearing your
still missing team. Some of my favorites, but you know, they actually have enough missing still that they could create another expansion and it would be justified. Well, I mean, not price-wise justified, but I mean, they could justify making another set of DLC to bring the rest of them over.
Which they might do. I feel like this Pokemon Sword and Shield is
kind of hoping for it. I mean, I hate to be that guy because, I mean, I know no one wants to spend more money. And everyone's pissed that, you know, they didn't hit it out of the park immediately. But, you know, I just want my damn Pokemon back.
I know a lot of people invest time in certain Pokemon that they've been raising for years. And the fact that you can be able to transport them in games past, you know, you want to bring them in the most current gen. So.
Oh, yeah. But the interest of the DLCs, they are pretty funny. I legit only spent like 10 minutes getting into each of them because, you know, with the kids, they're always interrupting me. Every time I try to get involved in something, someone's always crying. Someone's always begging for food. And I'm like, fine, come on, let's go.
Getting Crown Tundra blocked.
yeah.
Being able to play the game.
Yeah, but the main characters in the DLC so far, they're pretty funny. Like the first one, Isle of Armor, your rival is a two-faced, really mean dude. It's like he looks all pleasant at you, acting all nice, but then he turns around and he has this evil face like, oh my God, I have to get rid of this person. They can't upstage me. I'm supposed to be the best. It's like, damn, dude, tell us how you really feel.
That's funny, though. Which... Jeez.
Nikki.
And then the second one, Crown Tundra, is like this dad. He wants to spend, he's planned this whole adventure in the Crown Tundra to be with his daughter, but his daughter doesn't want to be with him. She's like, no, I don't want to go spend my whole vacation with my dad. So he's like spending his whole time trying to spend time with her, and she's like, nope, I'm running away. Here. You, main character, go play with my dad.
Poor guy.
so he eventually relents because he's like, okay, fine. My daughter said you'll take her place. But then the whole time he's like, you know what? I can't go on this adventure. So I'm going to stay at home base. So I want you to go on that adventure that I planned with my daughter. And I'll wait here. Just tell me the results. So then they send us on a whole quest to capture the legendary Pokemon. I'm like, you're going to miss out on all of this? What? You're going to just trust a random kid who just happened to come by? I'm like, what? It's like, damn, bud.
I'm sure there's some child laws that are being broken for that to happen. Oh, man. Well, I look forward to hearing your the development of your perfect team on that that game. I still haven't beaten the Pokemon League. Ken, how far did you get on Sword and Shield?
Man, not that far. Probably as far as you did. I don't remember climbing that tower.
Oh, man. Well, when we come back, we're going to get into some Final Fantasy news as well as some more Netflix shows being made. A lot of video game franchises being made as series that we're going to get to. But before we go, since the coming back of Jade next week, who could remember this famous clip?
He's a cool dude, man. I got a chance to go to the house in New York and meet with them. Even when Tucson wasn't even there, they invited me to the house.
Yeah. Had some Virgil's family.
Yeah, man. They treated me with open arms. Gave me a coat because I came up to New York in winter with
no without a damn coat. And I tried to give him a damn coat. I was like, boy, this ain't Maryland, boy. Yeah. This is not Maryland, boy. You going uptown and it's cold.
So they gave me a coat, man. I'm glad I went over there, man.
That was his plan. He wanted a free coat.
Oh, like, man.
It's all about the free coke.
Jaden, wake up. DOT is back.
Oh, man, reliving the days of Final Fantasy. So Final Fantasy 16 announced few, I guess about a month or two ago at PlayStation 5's event. The other day, Square Enix released the official 16 website that has information of the world that you will experience in 16. And it was some new gameplay, a new trailer that came out. This game seems to really focus a lot on the summons, I think. Like, this would be a real in-depth on the summons. With the Ifrit looks nice. I think the new trailer had Shiva in it, too.
Yeah.
So I think Titan was in it, too. But And the great thing about this site is that they give you history about each country, which we were talking offline, how it's really Final Fantasy 11-ish. It screams 11, like the map style, the banners, the flags. I mean, the Grand Duchy of Osaria, like the Grand Duchy was literally the same thing, except it was the word Juno, right? Wasn't the Grand Duchy of Juno in 11? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this flag, instead of Rosaria, it could just say Sandoria. You know, they could just simply just use those same names. So this, it looks good. I mean, I'm real helpful for this game. And if you look carefully on the site, like there's certain things they have crossed out, you know, in these, I actually took the time to read all this. I'm not going to bore people with what this all says, but I'm thinking like it's going to be some reveals for the game with different of the summons that they have. But the site looks great. The game looks great. It's supposed to come out sometime next year, but it's good to see that there is official website for 16 for Final Fantasy. So Final Fantasy being one of the main Square franchises, but also not only the games are iconic, they had the movie. I think we talked about this a little while ago. Was it the world's Spirits Within? Right.
Yeah, Spirits Within.
Yeah, pretty solid movie. A lot of franchises that are getting made, game franchises that are being made into series or movies these days, you know, are hit or miss. But, and we all know about our Monster Hunter. But, you know, Netflix now, last year they came out with The Witcher series, which did really well. And I think they're making now a prequel to that with Henry Cavill. But now their Netflix has announced they're doing an Assassin's Creed series, which is another series that got made into a movie, which failed miserably. But Netflix is going to take it off. You know, Ubisoft is going to work with Netflix on this one. And I think it will be just as good if possibly just like the Witcher series, because Assassin's Creed is a vast franchise. It has different timelines, different eras. Mm-hmm. You know, I think one of my favorite ones is the Black Flag. I love the pirate one. That was great. You know, they have so many things they could go to. Odyssey was great too. So Netflix is working with that, and of course they're doing the Resident Evil, the CGI one, which looks awesome. They had a first reveal that showed
yes.
Yeah, it had Leon, I think, and Claire on it. You know, what the movie should have been doing, focusing on characters and not giving Mila Djokovic just the starlight of it all, you know. So it seems they're going to stay true to the games or at least have the games characters in the series. So that's going to be pretty cool coming in. So we were talking offline before we started with this and series that different animated or games that were also had series. Isaiah, you brought up Mega Man. What was the Mega Man that you were talking about? The Mega Man series that you saw, or was that Vic that talked about the old?
It was Vic, but I barely remember. Yeah, but there's like this old Mega Man cartoon.
Yeah.
Where Mega Man was actually like a grown ass man, like like mid 40s. Like, I'm like, hold up, yeah. Mega Man's supposed to be a kid.
And they had this whole Speed Racer thing with a mysterious brother who lost his memory. Proto Man.
Oh man, that's what we need. We need to see our cartoons, our heroes in growing up. Like, you know, you see them as they're heroes, but you know, they age just like we do. I would love to see my man Mario. You've been doing this for a long time, Mario. Come on, man. I would see Mario and Luigi at a nursery home. That would be just comedy gold.
Well, have you seen the Super Mario Hour show? Did you see the live action thing that?
Yes,
they were old as men.
They did. Oh my god,
and they were so old.
And trying to dance too. That was even making even worse.
Oh my god.
Oh man. Yeah, there's a lot of series that have come out, some better than others, but old Mega Man, man, that really takes the cake right there, because you don't even know how Mega Man would move being so old like that, looking like that. But they have some successful ones like Sonic that did a really good job. Actually, a few Sonics. Remember Sonic Underground? That was a good show that came out. The old Sonic one, voiced by Urkel himself.
Really?
Yeah, Michael Joel White. Yeah, he was the old voice of Sonic the Hedgehog, the animated one. Yep.
Pac-Man had one recently too.
Who did?
Pac-Man.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Pac-Man did. Was it like a CGI?
Yeah, Pac Attack. It wasn't that bad. I actually watched a couple episodes of that.
Yeah, that did look good in the Sonic X and Kirby Right Back At You. Remember that?
Yeah, I definitely watched that anime.
Yeah,
that was I also cool. Watched the Bomberman anime.
Ah, yes, classic too as well. That would be a good one to come back to.
Shiro Bomber was the younger brother, and his older brother was the legendary one, White Bomberman. But he died, so then his little brother was like trying to live up to his legend.
Legend.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It was a little weird because, you know, I had to get used to Bomberman having like a full-on story.
Right.
But, you know, if you ever play the original games, it's just literally you on a grid and you're just blowing up monsters, or if you're multiplayer, you're blowing each other up.
That's all the story you need for Bomberman. That's all the story you need.
Yeah. But I mean, it some of the Bombermans did have a good story. 64 and Second Attack. Those are my favorite Bombermans of all time.
Oh, good franchises.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so a lot of good animated franchises. So it's cool seeing Netflix doing things with some good franchises and hopefully doing things right. Still looking at you, Monster Hunter movie. Still looking at you.
I know.
So next week we got, man, next week's gonna be a big show, guys. So we have the return of Jaden coming back in a new segment, but we also gonna have a special interview, if everything goes right, with a very special guest coming who really does some great things with products, sells products on gamings. I want to get his Instagram out there so we can plug him, because he's going to come on and talk to us about some of the retro things he had. I just bought a shirt from him that looks really cool, that he custom makes. Southside Supply. All right, Southside Supply _ on Instagram. He's going to come on next week with us and just talk gaming, talk some anime. So that should be good. So big show next week. So Ken, is good sir ready?
I'll make sure he's ready. I'll get him ready.
He's ready.
So, put me in, coach.
So in honor of Jaden making his epic return next week, we end with you with this clip.
You want to take us out, Jaden?
What kind of pants are the kids wearing at your school?
We wear uniforms.
Thanks for listening to the Diamond of Truth podcast.
We just talk right there.
All right, Kenny, what's going on?
I don't know. I don't want to be cheek to cheek.